the Pedik Suba. Svarim says, I'll tell you over here, maybe Kablin heavy. That the father was a Kablin, meaning he said over clearly that Yuzin or of the Pshat is the guarantee. First you have to go to the Leiva, go to the person that was given the money, and if he can't pay, then come to me. A Kablin means, he speaks so clearly, you don't even have to go to the Leiva, but you have a right to come straight to me. That's a stronger type of Ariv. And Mashma, this is Chal even by Iksuba. A Kablin maybe yes. So Mora says depends, it's also Machlokes. You say a person is makabel upon himself that he has a right to go to him. So even in the case when the leiva at the beginning had no money for himself, still the kabbalah means it very good. But el laman diyama, but there's a man diyama mbobaso that says, is le mishtabed le, that if the leiva has his own money, like when the malva lends him, the leiva will have some way of paying back, then the Orev really means to be a guarantor. But lestly, in the case where the Orev, where the Leiv himself has no money, lestly, Leiv mishtabed, then even a Kavlan does not really mean it. So according to that Mandiyama, Michael name, what can you say over here? Paisas, the son of whom didn't have any money at the beginning either. So if so, the father was never really a Kavlan to accept the Chayv to be the guarantor then. So how could Abayev wanted that Rafuna should give a get to his wife, and then she'll be able to collect the ksuba from his father, the Khuru's father was not mishapit himself. So it says like this. He boys and one tells could be maybe that Rafuna had money, that at the time when they got married, Rafuna had money. And therefore, when the father said he'll be makabel to be a guarantor, he really meant it. Just now, when it comes later, what happened was Gishtetuf. All his property got ruined, like a marble came and ruined his property. So that's why now he has no money. But at the beginning, he had money, therefore the father was really mishamed himself. For he boy said, another tales could be, Abu Lagaba Bray, Shibuti Mishabed Navsha. Yes, it's a svara here, that since it's his father that accepted upon himself to be a guarantor for the son, he really meant it. Even though usually an Orav does not mean it by Iksuba, but it could be a new svara, a father is different, he has more das towards the son, he wants the benefit for his son, he really meant to Kabul the Schiev, that if the son would give a get to his wife, he would really be mechayev himself to pay the ksuba. So that's why Abaye wanted this to happen, just they didn't do it because he was a kohen. And the it, because we learn like this, the Gemara Gittin, the Gemara Bam Vasram, that all of the ksuba, if somebody's about to get married, and a third person comes and says, I'll be a guarantor that whenever you give a get to your wife, I'll pay the ksuba, is divrei hakol lemishtabed. That means nothing. But the man is not saying anything, he only means the shem mitzvah that she get married and don't worry about it, but it does not really mean to mishabed himself, because no money was given over. Usually the pshat is, when somebody wants to borrow money, so the malva is afraid to lend over the money, unless the leiva gets a guarantor. So there the guarantor really means it, because the malva is giving away money because of him. There he really means it. But yeah, b'shat are getting married, they're not giving over any money, there's no ksuba right now. Say we say the Orav did not really mean it, therefore it's not Meshabit. The Baal Chayv, let's say where somebody's lending money, and then the Malva says, well, I'll only give you the money to the Leiva if you get me a guarantee, then the Rehako Meshabit, and everybody holds, Takar Rizchal. Well, he's Kablan. Hey, it's Kablan, you're Kablan. Where the guy says, you can come back to me first, even without going to the Leiva first, then everybody holds by Baal Chayv Rizchal. Or if the Baal Chayv, let's say regular guarantee, meaning to say, first go to the Leivin. If he does not, then come to me. Or else the Kablan the Ksuba, a person says, you go straight to me. By Ksuba, pligi here to Machlaikis. The Nikola Mandiyam, as some still say, only Isla Nichsa the Leivin Mishtabit. Only if the Leivin has the Chosim, then the Orav really means the Kablan. But less than the Leivin doesn't have anything, or the Baal doesn't have any money, then Le Mishtabit. That even though he's a Kablan or an Orav, he's not Mishabed himself. The Yikub, but he was a Mandiyama, no. The Yikub, a Mandiyama that says, Afagav the Lestlay, even though the Leiv himself doesn't have any money, but still Mishabda. Still the Orav really means it to Mishabed himself. Because since Lamaisa, the Malv is giving away the money to the Leiv because of the Orav, because of the guarantee, so when he sees that happens, he really means it, he's Mishabed himself. The verse says, Yikub, so what's the Maskon, what's the Lachra over here? The Yikub, so the Kulu, the Lachra of all these cases are, Afagav the less lay, Nami Mishtabit, even though the Leiva does not have any money, still the Orav really means it from a Shabbat himself. Levar excluding Mayorav the Ksuba. Only if you're a guarantor for Ksuba, there we say do not mean it. Why? The Afagav the Islay, even in a case where the Leiva or where the Baal has money, still the Orav do not mean it. Why? Le Mishtabit. My time, what's the reason? Mitzvah Kovet. When I say I'll be a guarantee, I only mean to make the shidduch go through that she get married. I'm only mean to do the shei mitzvah. But lemidi chasrei, but no money is being lost because of me. Like right now, there's no money given over b'shach to get married. So therefore, the leiver does not really mean it, and therefore he's not meshavet himself. The Gemara says, who garbed there was a person, tizavnina lenichsei. He sold all his property. And now the kogir shall be sue, and now he gives his wife a get. And the question is, he doesn't have the money to pay the ksuba, so she has a right to collect from the lekuchas. She can go get the money back. So again, are we afraid here for Kanunya to say that maybe the husband's only doing this to get back the property, and after she gets back the property, he'll remarry her? So are we afraid here also or not? Like in our Mishnah, where we have to make a neder not to do this, not to remarry her. Shoshochu Rav Yosef bread the rabbi lekayim the Rav Papa. What's going to be the luck in this case? Like Orev Tanan, the Lach is about Orev, we learned already. Hegdish also Tanan, now Mishnah. Lekeich Ma, what's going to be with the husband just sells all this property? What's going to be a Lach over here? Do we have to, before he gives a get, do we have to make a neder not to remarry her? Somele, he says back, yes. Tono ki ruchlo, nechshav and ezel, like the Tanan, like a roichla, like the person that goes around saying over every single case, the Tanan says the case in one or two cases, and for that we understand the swear applies all over. Even here, where the husband sells his property, also, if he gives his wife a get now, we'll have to make a neder that he won't be able to remarry her back again. But in Nador, they said no. The Tanan, Tanan, wherever we learned. But the Loi Tanan, this case of Moicher, we didn't learn, therefore it doesn't apply. And Amr Mishashi explains now, when Mishashi says, my time with the Nador, what's the reason of Nador? What should be a difference if you sell your property or not, or the other case of Makdashit? It's not like this, yes, there's a big difference. Bishleim Hegdish, when you Makdash your property, Mishum Reyach to Hegdish, because there's a gain for Hegdish. Therefore, we want Hegdish to keep the money, so we're afraid you'll take away the money from Hegdish, therefore we make you make a neder, you're not going to remarry your wife. Orev Nami, Mitzvu Diyavid, Flav Midi Chasrei. Orav also is doing a mitzvah right now, so we don't want the Orav to lose out any money. So therefore later, before the Orav has to pay you off, we have to make sure the person's not doing this for a trick. Elo lekeach, but the person that bought the property off the husband, michti, let's see. Maybe you're supposed to know, the chol chad v'chad iko laik suba. Like you bought it off somebody that's married. So you have to know that it's possible, maybe the man will give his wife a get, and there'll be a ksuba involved. And so, on my name of an Isman, how come you went and bought this property? Like, you should have known, Iyuhu the Yasra Nashay, this you should have thought about and known yourself, that it's possible that the man will give his wife a get, and maybe he doesn't have any other money, and she'll come and collect the ksuba from your property. But since you should have realized this before you bought the property, here we don't go and make the husband make Nidorim, but rather we let her collect the property. Because we say a little bit, the person should have thought about this himself. Should have been Ihu the Asra Nafshe. Yeah. Right, now the Mishnah says, Hamakdish Nechosev, somebody's Makdish all his property. Voice all of Ksubasisha. He has upon him a Ksubasisha. Rashi says means, Shekodmu Gerishin Lehegdish. Here's a little bit different. Here the husband already gave his wife a get first, and then he's Makdish all his property. So now there's no Kanunya. Because at the time when he's makdish it, we know right now it's not chal for the amount of the ksuba, because he has the chiyuv ksuba upon him already. So he's makdish chosvos lo ksuba sisha. Or else b'achleiv, before he's makdish, he owes somebody money. So we know whatever he's makdish is only what's more than the chleiv and more than the ksuba. So here the locher is, ein ish yechol ligvos ksubosam in hegdish. Even though the mikar adin, midi writes alike, the money of the ksuba is not hegdish altogether, still, the wife cannot stam come to Hegdish and take away the property. We don't want people to think stam you can take away property from Hegdish. The same thing, Baloy Balchoy Beschoyvoy, the Balchoy, they want to come and collect his money, even though Midiraisa, that amount of money is not Chal Hegdish, still Midirabonah, they can't stop take it away from Hegdish. Elo HaPoyda Poyda, but rather you have to go redeem it first. It should look like you're doing a Maisa B'diya. And you Poyda with Amanas, Litin Lisha, Amanas, give it to Isha for Ksubasa, Ulu Balchoy Beschoyvoy. You do have to Poyda it, not with a lot of money, Rashi says, Bezoil. You point it with the dinner, that's all the small amount of money, just to make it look as if you're first redeeming it. What's going to be though, Higdish Tishim money, let's say you were Makdish $90, that's all you had, for your Choyve Meyamona, and you owe somebody $100. So really what comes out right now, the Higdish really is not Chal at all. But still, with Rabbanim though, we say, and Moisefoy dinner, that the Malva should lend another dinner to the Loiva, who paid this in the Chosim Eilu, and again the Loiva has to come, like redeem the property from Egdish. Amnas litin l'isha ksubos l'bachoy v'schoyvay. Amnas to give the money back to the Isha for ksuba, l'bachoy for the choyvay. Even the Hilakur is a bigger chiddush, because Hilakur would know Egdish is chal at all, because all the money is meshubit for the choyv. Still, we want it to be a pidyon to make it look like this, you're being paid with first. Samura says, Lomali the main words, the Mishnah have to say ha poida poida. What do you have to say? You have to redeem it altogether for him. Where it's the Mishun der Bavua. Do you have a Bavua? Shlo yomru hegdish yotzablo pigeon. Like really, midiraisi, you shouldn't have to have a pigeon altogether. Because it was not hegdish what you owe. But midirabonim, though, we don't want people to come and think it could be poiderit without, you could take away from it the job being poiderit. Another word says, Maslis, now Mishnah that says, even when you markdish $90 and you owe $100, that still you have to be poiderit, is the loiker of Shimon Gamliel. Why? The Tanya we learned, of Shimon Gamliel Leiner. Let's say the choiv was $100, and you'll be makdish now $100. Then the loiker is poider. Then you have to be poiderit. But v'yimlav, let's say like here, the hegdish was less than the choiv is more than the hegdish, is ain't a poider, then you have no right to be poiderit back with cheap. Ain't a poider. So Rashi says, "Fi lavers." The case where the choy was more than hegdish, so lava died to you didn't lend the money. I'm not taking back from hegdish. Hilke can't collect from hegdish altogether. Like since here, you use only makdish $90, and he lent you $100. So since the choy is more than hegdish, you never had that to collect the money from hegdish altogether. So therefore, you can't take anything back from hegdish. But the Gemara says, though, Rabbanan, our Mishnah says he could. Rabbanan, our Kama, Rabbanan, our Yeshua, Amar Hashesh, Asad, Palga. Rashi says, even till half the amount. But let's say you will make this $40, and the Chayv goes $100, then we say, don't have in mind to collect from Hegdish, and therefore, if you want to go be poiderit, you'll have to pay the whole be poiderit b'shaviv the way it's worth. So only Yisrael, like, if the Havor was like equal to the Hegdish, or at least only halfway, then we say Yuzicha had the money to take back the Hegdish, therefore the Hegdish was not Chal. But once the Chayv, the Hegdish was way less, even less than half of the Chayv, then we say it's not Chal the Hegdish. Then we say the Hegdish is a regular Hegdish, and you can't collect from it at all. Now the Mishnah says, Afal Pi Shom, even though it was said, Chayv Erechim Mamashkin Anoisan, that we had before in the Mishnah case where you don't pay up your erchin, you take your time. So Bezdin comes down and forces you and takes away your mashkin from you. We're mashkin noisai. The locher is though, noisim lay mazin shleishim yoyim. We will let you hold on to yourself the food you need for 30 days that we don't take away from you. The given though will force you to pay up the mashkin to pay up, but we won't take away from you food for 30 days. That much we'll let you have. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. So what you keep. Right there. And, uchsus, clothing, shnei masachurish. We'll let you keep the clothing for a year's worth of clothing. That's harder to buy clothing. Let you keep a year's worth. Mito mitzvah, so then we take away money from you, we have to make sure we leave by you our bed with linen on it. The sandal, we leave your shoes by you. Utfilin, we make sure you still have tefillin. Loi, only your own clothing and your own bed. But we do not leave over for you the money to buy all your wife's bed or your children's bed. That we take away for chayv. If you have a chayv to pay up the erchin, we'll take away that. And the Moradashan's wife, I'm sukkim. It's only your own things we leave by you. And more human, let's say the person was a craftsman. So noisun loy shnei kli umnas. Mikol min umin. Every type that he needs, we have a right to leave over two of each type. Chorosh, lamosh, let's say the guy was a carpenter. So noisun loy shnei metzadim, let him leave over two axes. Or shnei megiris and two swords. Like you, up until now, the guy maybe had 10 of each. But now we have to take away and sell the rest. But two of each we have to leave over. Reb Lezer Weimer. Let's say he was a plower, he used to plow the fields. So Moisle Timli, he has the right to use his yoke that he puts on the animals. Chamola, so the guy used to rent out his donkey or carry things on a donkey. Moisle Chamor, we let him leave over his Chamor, we don't take away from him. That's his panosa. Hoyuloi min echad ruv, let's say the guy was a carpenter. And he had like 20 axes. Or min echad mut, but from saws, he only had one saw. So Einam, we don't say, limcher some ruv, let's sell from the axes. And buy him another, he should have two swords, that we don't say. We leave him over two axes, that's true. But the rest, the whole sheshta minamut, if he only had one sword, so pshat is this carpenter could work with one sword, so we don't say he has to be left over with two swords. Only if at the beginning he had a lot of each, then when we take away, we have to at least leave him two of each. But if he only had one sword, we don't have to give him more. Yeah. Hamakdish nechosiv, malon loy tefillin. Somebody's makdish is nechosim, so his tefillin. Rashi says the makdish is tefillin bechlan nechosiv. Malon loy tefillin means a poydoisim. We are supposed to redeem back his tefillin, even though he meant to be makdish it. That much we have a din to be poydoisim back for him, that the person should still have his tefillin. Yemai time with Yom Kippur, v'yimachu miyekecho.